May Chabad for the 28th day of Teves. So this is in the year Tafrej Mem. So that's January 12, 1880 is the day that the Rebbetzin Chana, the righteous Rebbetzin, the mother of the Rebbe, was born. That's the year she was born. And she was born in the city of Nikolaev. Her father was the great genius and chassid Reb Meir Shlomo Yanovsky, who was the Rav of the city of Nikolaev. And her mother's name was Rebbetzin Rachel. She was the daughter of Harav HaChosid Reb Yitzchok Pushnitz, who was the Rav of the city of Dubrinka. And we've already discussed stuff about her life and about her total dedication to her husband and how she followed him and she helped him out to the best she could under the circumstances when the Russian government sent him away to exile, and she tried to alleviate his difficulty to the best she can. Eventually, she did come out of Russia and she was able to live and see her son. The Rebbe actually went to Paris when she first came out to greet her, to come and greet her, and then she came with him over to this country, and then she was able to see the Rebbe's leadership, and be proud. And the Rebbe would always go and visit her and do the mitzvah of honoring one's mother to the utmost, for all of us to learn to do a little some of it. Rebbe wouldn't miss a day in which he wouldn't go to his mother, pour a cup of tea, and just protected her in many other ways by not causing her any pain. And so she was a very, very special person, and she gave us the Rebbe, so that's says more than anything else. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Which one of his parents was a descendant?
His father. From his father's side, he was a son after a son. He comes from Reb Baruch Shalom. That's the Rebbe's father. Yeah, that's her husband. That was the husband. That was Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Schneerson. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak. Yeah, who was? They later on they moved. You can see these are all daughters and sons. They were all sons of rabbis of cities, and then later on they moved to the city of Yekaterinoslav, where the Rebbe spent his youth after they moved over there.